welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note Podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And today is going to be a little bit of a looser format episode, I guess. But we'll start with our little stories like normal. So do you want to say something first or? Where should I?
I have like two small ones. The first one was today, the second of that we're recording.
September 2nd.
Mm-hmm. On August 31st was Hatsune Miku's 17th anniversary of being released. So her birthday. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it, and I don't remember numbers at this point, that I like Vocaloid, but she's like the face of Vocaloid. So my Twitter timeline was blessed with amazing fan art. And then she was trending on Twitter for a good little while with different cultures coming and drawing her in their traditional garments or just things that represents different aspects of their culture. And I thought that was really cool because we love to see something wholesome on Twitter for once. Yeah. I guess we can go back and forth for
I guess we can. Well, one of mine is kind of like overlapping for both of us. So recently, like a weekend or two ago, we went to, I mentioned it in an earlier episode that we had like some upcoming events. And one of them was the Avatar The Last Airbender orchestra concert. And so we went to that and it was so good. Like, I like music. So I knew I was going to enjoy it. I like Avatar, so I knew I was going to love it. Yeah. But it was a lot cooler than I think I expected it to be.
It was a lot more casual in terms of the atmosphere.
Yeah, they told us from the get-go, I don't know if it was like the director of the orchestra or what, but they were like, we love Avatar too. We're fans too. So clap, cheer, do whatever you want. Like, go for it. So it definitely wasn't the kind of orchestra where you just clap at the end of the song and you move on. So they played scenes from the show. Everybody was cheering for who they loved, booing who they didn't, stuff like that. So it was very fun. And there were people in cosplay. There were people who were casually dressing inspired by the show or certain characters. So it was a lot of fun. And if they ever come back, I'm going again.
The part where Jet's song came up, everybody was like, here we go again. It was great. They all understood the assignment.
Yes. What's your other name?
Oh, well, I guess this is like story 1.5. My fidget friend for the day is this cute little elephant eraser that was given to me by a friend like yesterday. So he's making an immediate appearance on the podcast because he's cute. He comes apart though, and he looks terrifying without his nose.
Wait, Loki looks like a koala.
No, because I literally put it in my quotes list that might be another episode. That my friend said an elephant without a trunk is a rhino or a hippo or a koala. Because apparently this looks like all three.
But rhinos have their own little.
No, I dropped his nose. Okay, secured.
But yeah, I mean, rhinos have a horn. And what else?
A hippo. They might have just meant the eraser itself and not in real life because obviously. But yeah, my second story, I'm going to make this short, probably try. Recently, like 2 days ago, the K-pop group Le Sserafim had a comeback with their EP called Crazy, and it's 5 songs, and the title track is called Crazy as well. And it's been my most current brain rot. I fear to say they ate, but they did. I mean, I don't fear that because they honestly do every time. But it's always drama when it comes to Le Sserafim or just their company in general. So, like, the songs are amazing. The music video is amazing. They had a Vogue vibe, and they had the House of Juicy Couture in the music video and like the choreography, and it was great representation. We love it. But you know, it's always like you hyped up and then you go read the comments and it's just, guys,
wait, what
can
happened?
We just Le Sserafim just has a lot of criticism anyway about talent, singing ability, all that stuff, like whatever scandals is going on in the like the whole Coachella thing. If you know, you know. It was a low-key dumpster fire. But I don't know, people are like, oh my gosh, they've been getting a lot of criticism lately about Sakura's singing ability or about this person's dancing. And then now they have a comeback where like they're not really singing. Like it's, there's no talent required here. They're just talking and rapping, but like she doesn't even deserve to have a rap solo because she's not that good. And like, I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, guys,
run of the mill.
Can we just enjoy it to enjoy it?
That's like, what I'm like. If it's a banger, it's a banger. If it's
a banger, it's a banger.
And it is. So why are you, withholding yourself from being lit when
I personally thought it was fine, but anyway, it's been on repeat, so I don't really care about the haters. This is why I don't consider myself a part of K-pop fandoms, because it's just too much. Also, their fan name is so stupid to me. I don't really remember what, I think it's supposed to mean bloom or something, but like it's Fear Not, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go around and say I'm a Fear Not, because what does that mean? Anyway, I digress, because I could keep going on and on about K-pop fandom names, just how weird they are.
Yeah, but
who makes these decisions, and why isn't someone who knows English on the board? Because I think they'd be making things up.
Now, sometimes I feel like they are, but their voices just don't get heard for some reason.
Yeah, because they'll have like fandom voting polls or whatever, and then end up not choosing what the fandom prefers, and they'll pick their own thing because it's probably what they were going to go with in the first place. And we're like, okay.
Or maybe all the Western fans choose one thing, but all the Korean fans choose another thing, and so that's what they go with or something. Like, I don't know. I've never
delved deep into that. I don't know how it works. Yeah, I don't follow it that deep.
Me neither. Well, yeah, my other story is really, it's really not even a story. It's just like a, let's rant about retail.
Because me ranting about K-pop, now you get to rant about retail.
Yeah, so like I work a retail job, and that comes with a whole lot of things. It's not a secret or anything. People complain about retail all the time, but it's little things like, since it's back to school season, I think for like the whole month of, I worked earlier. Speaking of work, so I'm sleepy, but yeah, for the whole month of August and maybe even like half of July, they did a donation drive for like classrooms and stuff, like donating to classrooms for school supplies, whatever. So we always have to ask the customer, like, would you like to round up or, you know, choose an option on the screen? And you have, they have to click something in order for it to go to the actual checkout screen. So I feel like the company is low-key gaslighting these people or like trying to guilt trip them, because if they hit no, it stays on the screen on their side for some reason. So they just like start stabbing the screen, thinking, oh, I just didn't hit it right. And it's like, no, you just have to hit it once and then let me do something on my end so that you can put your card in, whatever. But it's something about just seeing how people react to, hey, do you want to donate? And they just, some people just act so nasty about it. Like, oh, they need to donate to me, haha. Which, you know, it's valid. Like, we all broke.
Yeah, but sometimes.
But they're like, oh no, they need to donate to me. Or they have kids and they're like, I've already donated to the classroom. I got three kids, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, okay, cool. You do not have to explain your reasoning to me. Just choose an option, yeah, please. Because they'll be quick to, oh, not today. Or, oh, I already did it today. Or I did it last week or whatever. I'm just like, hit the button and keep moving.
Yes or no, ma'am.
Yes, but one person, they hit round up by accident, and it was only like, oh my God, it was like 27 cents. And they were like, I didn't mean to hit that. Can you go back? I'm like, if you don't give them this 27 cents. They, so I had to go all the way back, delete the donation thing. And I was just like, that's wild. Like, that particular thing, I was just like, that's wild to me. If you don't want to donate, that's fine. But to accidentally hit it and then want your 27 cents back, if you were that broke, you wouldn't be in whenever you were mine. Because it probably wasn't even anything like, it wasn't a parent buying school supplies or buying school clothes or nothing like that. So I'm like, not to judge you, but I'm judging you because it was 27 cents.
Nah, that quarter and two pennies was keeping them together. They needed it. Right.
You never know what people are going through, but that was just weird to me. So that's one thing. And another thing is my store has the thing where like it locks your wheels for your basket if you try to leave the store. And we have signage, like a big signboard near the door that says, my wheels will lock, don't take me out. And now I'm guilty of this too. I'm observant, but I'm not always observant. So if I see some signage out of the corner of my eye, I don't always be like, oh, what does this sign say? So it's understandable how somebody's just like carrying on their conversation after they leave the checkout line and they just don't notice the sign, whatever. But there's also that same sheet of paper on the inside of the basket. Like if you're standing at the front of the cart, you can see it inside your basket. But again, I understand how it's just in people's blind spots sometimes. But when you get to the door and your wheels lock and you start acting like, hey, something's wrong with the basket, you have to turn, the way you have to turn and look at me, you're looking right past the sign again. So it just irritates me how people just ignore stuff. And like I said, like I was talking to, I was complaining about this last night. And like, I get it. I get not seeing something. But being on the other side of that, like being the employee versus being a shopper, is just frustrating. And that's only some of the complaints I would go about. But like people who shop, I just don't know where your home training goes sometimes. Not your, but like some people just don't have home training. And I just can't imagine they go through their life like they go through stores. If you could just be decent, put stuff back how you found it. Like, I'm not asking you to do my job. I'm not asking you to clean up stuff. But if you take something off a hanger, please put it back on the hanger. If you take something out of a section and you don't want it, please don't put it in a random aisle. At least take it up to the register with you when you're checking out and give it to us so we can put it back where it goes. Like, just, I don't get it.
I think we're going to have to wait another 75 years for society to reach that point.
I think we're going to be gone by then.
Well, at least I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're gonna have to deal with it for the rest of our life. Then, dang.
Like, just please be decent, bro. Like, be a decent person. It does not cost anything. It really doesn't take that much out of your. Like, you might think it's the biggest inconvenience for you to just do one little minor thing, put your shopping cart back where it goes, instead of leaving it in a parking space outside. Like, put it in the cart return. It is not going to ruin your day. To be a good person. Like, I just don't get it.
No, that's going to be their 13th reason why, bro. Oh. They're just going to explode if they have to take 10 steps to the cart return.
Well, that just exposes a bigger problem about our society. But yeah, we need help. And it needs to be affordable. If your 13th reason why is going to go put a shopping cart back.
Putting a shirt on a hanger.
Then, I mean, that's not my, it's not, ain't got nothing to do with me. But, you know, I'm just going to digress because this could be a whole podcast episode of me complaining about retail stuff, because anybody who's worked retail knows you can rant for an hour about just little things that people do, like little dumb stuff that people do. But anyway, I did say this was going to be kind of a relaxed episode, but we do kind of have a topic of sorts. We're going to go through some of our screenshots and see like if there are any conversation starters in there, because I have a problem. Like, it's, I don't want to self-diagnose, but it's borderline a compulsion sometimes to screenshot things. Like, I'll see something, my screenshot folder, I don't even want to tell y'all how many things are in there. I actually don't remember, but I just know it's a lot.
I don't screenshot often, honestly.
I screenshot so much, I save pictures a lot too.
I save reaction pictures more than anything.
I save all sorts of stuff under the sun. Like, it's a problem. Like, I don't always go back to these things. So I don't know why I'm hoarding them. Like, that's the thing I hoard. I hoard images and screenshots of things. I screenshot people's comments so I can laugh about it later, I guess, even though I never go back to it. But that's what this episode is going to be about. Let's go back through some of the stuff that I screenshot. So let me pull that up.
What was your inspiration for this? Like, did you see someone else doing it?
Mm-mm. No, it's like I said, sometimes I'll screenshot things. Well, I know, I think I mentioned this to you before. Sometimes I'll screenshot things because I'm like, I got to tell Mia this, or like, just, it might spark a conversation, or I got to tell her that this person said this dumb thing, and normally it leads to a conversation. So that's pretty much what it was, is that some of the stuff that I screenshot is so that I can show you, so that I could just show you on here, I guess.
Wow.
I don't know if any of those things are going to be in the stuff that I dragged over, because I use my phone to record. I can't go through my phone right now, so I just dragged some of my most recent screenshots over to my laptop. So that's what I'm working off of. But yeah, that's my inspiration, is just because I'd literally be screenshotting stuff to show you sometimes.
I'm weak. My screenshots have nothing to do with anything like that. I just be saving stuff. Or screenshotting things from games. That's really what my screenshots consist of.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see. Some of them are screenshots, but some of them are just things that I saved from Facebook because I kind of count them in the same category sometimes. So some of them might be jokes. Some of them might, again, just be like food for thought or something. Like, oh my gosh, this one. There was a text post. It said, my boss called me all angry, asking, where are you? I said, I'm here. You just can't see me. I identify as transparent. My pronouns are who slash where. Which low key, it's funny, but the person who shared this is somebody who's like transphobic. So it wasn't funny that they shared it, but if I know that there are like some LGBT allies or people in the community, whoever, who probably think this is funny. So I thought it was amusing, but like not.
It's amusing without the OB.
Yes, that's exactly it. The person who shared it, it's not funny because you're not trying to be funny here. You're trying to
belittle it.
Yeah. But it's low-key kind of funny.
Yikes.
Let's see what else. Oh, it's funny that these are back-to-back because this is another person who's also conservative. They shared a Shrek meme. I might put this on the screen as well. Are we not putting all of them? Oh, I mean, yeah, I could put everything that I'm sharing. I just assumed we would. Yeah. How to address all genders so nobody gets offended. And then it's a screenshot from Shrek, one of the Shrek movies. Attention, all fairy tale things.
You know, I'll accept that.
Which is also funny. But
I want to be a fairy tale woodland.
But the person who shared it, you know, they were not sharing this because, like, they were making fun of it, not laughing with it. So, yeah, I think maybe I'll just share a few and then you can, like, share a few too if you have anything.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Okay. If the person who named walkie-talkies named everything. Did I send you this?
I think you did.
Okay. Well, a stamp would be... Oh, wait, actually, I don't want to read these. Because these, like, saying these out loud is actually... It gives me a cringy feeling. Stamps are licky stickies. A defibrillator, a hardy stardy, bumblebees, fuzzy buzzy. That's actually cute.
I accept fuzzy buzzy.
A pregnancy test, maybe baby. A bra, breasty nesty.
They're not wrong.
That's too many words, too many syllables. A fork, a stabby grabby.
A fork?
Yes.
A stabby grabby?
Yeah, like you stab something to grab it? Like, I don't know. That was a little stretch. Socks. Feedy heedies. That doesn't even... It sounds like I have cotton in my mouth trying to say that.
That sounds like it's hard to say.
A hippo is a floaty bloaty. That's messed up. And a nightmare. A screamy dreamy.
The hippo in question.
Ew! Stop taking that man's nose off.
Okay, fine.
Got your nose. And I'll pass it over to you after this one. It's a screenshot from Reddit. If someone was cremated, they could be stored inside a glass hourglass and still be included in family game night. And then someone responded, she'll finally get that hourglass figure she's always wanted.
Dang.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the dynamic was good when they still roast you after life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's honestly... That's a clever concept, though.
Like, I think I've heard that concept before, but as a joke. So I was like, I wonder if you can actually commission someone to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, legally.
Or not, you don't even have to commission somebody to do that. If somebody's cremated, they put the ashes in an urn a lot of times, right? So if you already have the ashes, you can find an empty hourglass. Or you can buy one, drain it, put the ashes in there.
Is there just like a plug in it or something? Like, I'll never really noticed or looked that close at an hourglass.
I mean, me neither.
Like, sealed it somehow.
I don't know. Even if it is not that simple to buy a pre-done hourglass, they definitely sell an empty DIY one online. Like, they sell everything online. So.
Where's the bottom or the top to this thing? I don't know.
Oh, you looked up an hourglass?
I needed to know. Oh, you have the one that has a fancy wood bases.
Yeah.
So it's probably something, but I don't even know how you would dismantle that.
I don't know.
That'd be cool, though. I think I would want to be one of the aesthetic ones, though.
Oh, for sure. Like, for some reason.
Dark academia.
The hourglass that comes to mind for some strange reason is, and no, maybe because they're talking about game night. You remember Boggle?
Mm-hmm.
The hourglass that is in Boggle, I feel like it literally has a, yeah.
Like, the hourglass is inside a glass tube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think you can, like, pop the top off. Like, I feel like you can. I have not played Boggle in, like, a decade.
I literally played Scrabble the other day. Yo, what word game do we have that has the plastic tiles? Because I tried to Google it and I couldn't find it, but...
The ones you stack?
Yeah.
Word up?
Oh my god, thank you. Because I was like, guys, don't you know this game? It has, like, this type of tile, not the wooden tile, the Scrabble. They were like, no. And well, I'm like...
I've never known anybody else that knew that game. Like, we just, I don't know where it came from.
Well, but I couldn't even think of a name. Wow. I couldn't even think of the name. So even if I said word up, I don't know if they would have known it or not. But mm-hmm. I was like, I swear it's Scrabble, y'all. It's just different pieces. They were like, but the pieces have always been wood. And I'm like, really? Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's. No. Make this up? It's called Upwards.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Okay. Because I remember you could stack them to make your own word mm-hmm. and like get the points.
Steal other people's words.
Wow. Well, now I know. I can go tell them I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't tripping. Okay, let's see. Well, I have three pictures that I apparently saved today.
Apparently.
Well, not apparently, because I do remember saving two of them today. The other one I forgot I saved at all. The first one is this little doodle that I've seen called the autism creature, because I thought my elephant fidget friend looks like it from the side. I guess I can put a side-by-side on screen, and that's the sole reason why I saved it, because of that. The second picture is what you sent me. it's a reaction photo of a dude shocked face and then a cat shocked face melded together, and it's terrifying, but it's really funny.
I don't even remember where. I think I saw it on Facebook, but I was like, what, like... Steel.
Like, this stitch is crazy. Yeah, I don't like how he has the cat ear on both sides, but it's not like they overlaid both images and you can see both images all together. It's like they edited this part of the cat off. Why'd you keep the ear?
Symmetry. I don't know.
Ain't no symmetry in it. And my third saved image today is, I don't know how to describe this picture. It's a black dude wearing a hat, a beanie, a hoodie, standing in front of a pole, a column, and a staircase. And he's trying to look cool, I guess. And the words is me trying to act mysterious and cool, knowing I got Twisted Wonderland on my phone.
Oh.
And that's where the majority of my screenshots come from, is between the two games I have on my phone. If it's like a quote that I feel like was cool and I want to use that later, or something that's like important to the plot and I don't want to forget, I save it. Or if it's just a really cringy moment, which was what most of mine are probably, and I felt attacked because I saw this and I'm like, dang, I'd be out in public like trying to be all casual, confident, like my fit looking good, and then Twisted Wonderland on my phone. What a loser.
I mean, not really.
No, I'm not upset that I have it, but I thought it was really funny.
That's very specific.
It came out of nowhere on my TO and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what are y'all trying to say? Actually, let me just go to my screenshots folder and see if I have anything specific. What is this? Oh. Literally the next, like, 15 is from Twisted Wonderland.
15? Wow.
it's just, like, random dialogues or backgrounds that I thought was cool. But I do have this one of a pooping pooches calendar that I randomly saw an ad for on Twitter. Real dogs answering nature's call for the dog lover you know.
I love dogs, but I do not want...
I'm about to say you're a dog lover.
Nah, I do not want a calendar of dogs taking a dump. Like, first of all, that's rude to the dog. And it's funny, snow, but bro. Not for me to see for 31 days.
Like, the cover of the calendar is a dog wearing this coat. And he dug himself a hole in the snow and is squatting in the snow. And I'm like,
nah, man, it's
this looks like some deep snow too. That took a lot of effort.
It's for the views.
I don't know. How do you clean up snow poop? You just leave it there?
No. You still gotta scoop it up.
Dang.
I mean, if it's like poop? If it's solid. Like, I don't have a dog, so I don't know, like, all of their poop consistency. But if it's, like, solid, then you just pick it up like normal. But if they had a movement, then I think you're just gonna have to shovel the snow into a bag. Like, I don't know.
I have another dog one that you have seen. It's another ad screenshot. Worst toxic foods for dogs. The one meat you should never feed your dog, which that part isn't funny, but it's just something about those x-ray pictures of like something happening internally, like if it's back pain or like something wrong with your bones or organs and it looks inflamed or whatever. Yeah. And they just have like that part highlighted and a person's like hunched over. Or I don't, like, I'm laughing at someone's pain, but it's not because they're in pain. It's something about
just the portrayal of
the portrayal of it and like the art of it just cracks me up. Like, I don't know where it is.
That dog's face is like,
oh yeah, also they made the dog look oddly like human in its expression, and I think that really threw me for, like, what do these eyebrows do? But anyway,
I don't know, schnauzer eyebrows, but you looking like that. Do look like that. No, but that picture,
it's so much happening. No, in this, it's too, like, normally it's just a simple drawing of like organs or muscles, and then they have whatever editing software they use, they make it look like it's glowing red or glowing whatever. This has a whole diagram of the rib cage, the heart. I see some intestines.
I've like, been getting that
with like electric, it looks like lightning coming off of it, but it's probably like the veins and stuff. But
it's, or maybe it's the pain radiating, I don't know. But
it's just, it's so pitiful. But I've only ever something about the dog, it just cracks me up.
I've only ever seen this ad on Weather Channel app, and I've been getting that ad a lot lately. And it's, I just love every time. That particular time. One? Yes.
Oh my god. Well,
yes. It's so funny, bro. Like, I'm so sorry that dog is suffering, but
yeah,
like,
no.
It's a portrayal of a suffering dog, so I'm laughing at the portrayal, I'm not laughing at the dog. But yeah.
I need that dog to get help immediately.
Stop feeding him kibble, apparently. I think is
kibble is disgusting. I remember one year maybe middle school, I spent the night at a friend's house and we played Truth or Dare. And I think I was probably saying truth a lot, and they were like, oh, she gonna say truth again. So I was like, bet. So I said dare. And somebody dared me to eat one dog kibble. And my friend has a dog, so she has enough food for the dog. So I'm like, okay. I bit it. I didn't even swallow it. It touched my tongue, and I was like, it's so bad. And I had to rinse my mouth out with water and then, like, down a cup of juice. And it was still in my mouth. Like, I don't understand how different dog and human taste buds are, but it's different because they be eating it up. And I'm like, I know the horrors. How do y'all consume this? It's so nasty. I don't know how their wet food would taste though. Like, maybe it's just the dry food.
Don't disgusting. Be wondering, bro.
Oh, I don't want to try it. But I'm like, that must be better because it seems like dogs enjoy the wet food more than
well, I think kibble. It's easier for them to digest or something, and it has more nutritional content. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what they put in that kibble. I still think about it every now and then and get shivers. It was a visceral reaction. I was so mad that I just didn't say truth again. Like, call me a loser, I don't care. I'll never trust y'all again. Wow, did you see this? Like, all of these screenshots are from
see,
Twisted Wonderland or Tears of Themis, which is another game I play a lot.
Things that I screenshot a lot from, I have folders for them. So they don't even live in my screenshots folder. So, like,
see, no, I think I actually do still have them. Like, they might have carried over, but I had to get a new phone this year, and I had a lot of folders for stuff, but I had to, like, move half of it onto the SD card, and half of it is just still on my normal phone storage, so it's just kind of everywhere, and I just never felt like fixing it. So I haven't gone through my screenshots folder to organize them in forever. But I did have one that was just for Twisted Wonderland, and it had an embarrassing amount of screenshots in them.
Well, sounds like
I might as well have just screenshotted the entire main story because it was so many. And I'm like, bro, who's going to go through all this? Not me. I just saw one that I wanted to click on, and I lost it now. So you can go ahead.
Okay, so let's see what I have next. Oh my god, look at this. So it's a
oh my god,
picture from Yeah, it's a drawing. I don't know how old this child is, but some parent posted their child's like, one person who inspires me, who is my hero project, or not project, but little assignment they did in school. So he drew his mom, but his mom looks like a burnt to a crisp person. I'll have to put the picture, but like, it's scary, but hilarious, because the mom's caption was like, my son done lost his mother, Evan mine. Because be for real.
It's the eyes.
The voids.
Yeah, because it just looks like a skull. Like, was no, it does, referencing a skull specifically, or?
He was like, my mom is black, so he drew her literally the color black. He drew her smiling, but she doesn't have any lips, so it's just like.
Her hair must be white. Because like, he didn't add any color to the hair.
Maybe her hair is always in a bonnet or something, so you know. I don't know. But
it's a bob hairstyle, and there's no definition, there's no color. Unless he ran out of time.
I don't know.
It literally looks like he spent a lot of effort on the face, so I'm scared. Can you change the picture?
Moving on. So I saw some, I don't know what the context was, but it's a screenshot from Twitter, and the post is from MIT Technology Review, and it says, the problem is that solar panels generate lots of electricity in the middle of sunny days, frequently more than what's required, driving down prices, sometimes even into negative territory. So someone retweeted that and quoted the problem, like they were paraphrasing what the person was actually trying to say. The problem with solar is we can't monopolize the sun or make it scarcer than it is. So it's like they're trying to make it sound like solar power is such a problem, but really I'm just saying I can't make money off of it, so it's a bad thing.
Bad for business, but good for my pocket.
And good for really the good environment. Good for the environment.
It's good for literally everything else but profit.
Now, when you have like wind farms or solar farms, you do have to clear a lot of area for that. So I think that's like a criticism of using these forms of energy, is that like where you have to wreck a lot of the environment to set it up.
Yeah.
But I'm not very educated on these things, but I still feel like that's a better price to pay than what we're doing to the atmosphere and our air quality and stuff like that. But anyway. This is actually something relevant to your friend, because we've talked about this before, but there is a text post that says, all dogs have their names and like 20 nicknames that started as variations of their name and then spiraled out of control. So we've never had a dog, but I have friends who've had dogs, and their dog will be named like, I don't know, Lucky or something like that. But then they'll have names like, I don't know, like, I can't even think, nothing's coming to mind right now, but it will be nothing that's derived from their name.
Yeah, I think it's just a pet owner thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess we'll probably find that out once we have pets, but every one of my friends who have a pet has their name and then a lot of nicknames. And some of them I'm like, where did you even come up with this? But then I'll meet the dog and I'm like, yeah, I see it.
So if anybody's listening that has a dog or a cat, whatever, any kind of pet, if you have some like off the wall nicknames that have nothing to do with their actual name, I would love to hear them, because they always crack me up.
I'm like, it's actually really creative. Like, imagine they do it to human babies too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, never even call them by their, oh, you know what I'm thinking about.
Exactly. That's always where it leads. Next, somebody posted pictures of three new purses that they bought and said, I forgot to show y'all my new purses. But they literally look like objects, but they're handbags. And somebody responded to that saying, I really thought that was just a regular binder clip and a brag tag. I'll post the picture so you know what it's talking about, but one of the purses looks like a binder clip. One of them looks like a brag tag. And one of them looks like a file folder.
I kind of want the binder clip bag. Like, is the metal part the handles?
I guess.
Because if they're not soft, that seems very uncomfortable to have over your shoulder. Like, if it doesn't move, then I don't know.
You know, like, the rolling suitcase bags, like briefcase bags? You ever see those?
Yes.
I used to work at Office Max, and we sold stuff like that. But if that had wheels, that would be like a fire rolling bag.
Yeah.
But as like a, you put it on your shoulder, nah.
No, maybe you just hold it with your hand, like at the at this part. Probably. And then like right there, which
now, that one, that comfortable. This one looks a little better. Like, it doesn't look that, like that bad.
Let's get this bread.
But that's a fire thing, though. That's really creative. Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's just me, but this text post says, I know a roll of paper towels. Hate to see me cooking. I waste so many. Okay, I'm not going to say waste. I don't want to say that. But I use a lot of paper towels. If I'm cooking, like, I always have to rinse my fingers off, like, after everything. Like, I don't know if this is a, again, not self-diagnosing, but I've heard a lot of people who have, like, ADHD and just who are neurodivergent. They always, like, if I crack an egg, if some of the egg gets on my fingers, I'm rinsing it off. If I touch this, I rinse my fingers off. Or some people just straight up just wash their hands after everything. I'm not quite at that point, but I always have to rinse my fingers off, so I'm always using a paper towel. It's bad.
You know, just use a little hand towel?
I thought about doing that, but then if the towel gets wet enough, I'm going to feel gross using it even more. So that's why I...
We might at least save 8 paper towels.
You're right. I really need to start doing that. Or just, like, wear an apron so I can just, like, wipe my hands on it. But I don't cook that much, though. But when I do... I
mean, you can still wear an apron to wash dishes, so don't splash on your clothes or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a super messy dishwasher, though, luckily. But yeah, you got anything else to pull up?
On the topic of paper towels...
no way.
Yeah, no, actually, it's directly connected. Well, this picture... Recently, I've been trying to approach painting differently instead of using acrylic on canvas because I have a like-hate relationship with acrylic paint, and I'm trying to like it better, but at the same time, I've been using gesso and absorbent ground on canvas to basically make it more absorbent for watercolor because I prefer watercolor. It's just better for my process. And I think someone online is lying to me about this absorbent ground because it's doing absolutely nothing to this canvas but making it smoother. And that's like the opposite of what I've been reading is supposed to do. So if anybody out there knows some tips, because it's I'm on my like fourth layer of absorbent ground in this one canvas panel, and it's not the texture of cold pressed watercolor paper. But anyway, the particular picture, I had dipped a wooden chopstick that I used to stir paint into it. And it looks like Pocky. So I sent it to you and it was like the forbidden Pocky. Because it looks like the cookies and cream Pocky, but without the cookies.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, you can trick somebody up with this one. But the paper towels reference, you're not supposed to rinse the stuff down the sink because it can mess up your pipes. So I don't do that. I clean everything with paper towels because that's what they said to do online. And I went through so many paper towels for one layer of absorbent ground. And I'm like, there has to be a better way.
Maybe you need an absorbent ground towel.
Just well, dedicated then I don't know if you could wash that towel. Because once again, the stuff will go into the washing machine.
That's even worse for the environment.
Then. You have to hand wash everything probably. And then it was like, you're not supposed to dump it outside. So I'm like, dang. So what am I going to do with the water? So yeah, I just been using paper towels instead of like having a bowl of water and like washing it in the water and then dumping the water out because the paper towels just go straight in the trash and then the trash don't go into anybody's pipes, hopefully. But yeah, the forbidden Pocky. And then my moose next to it in the picture, his name is Matthew. there was another one and I done forgot already. Oh, classic. The cat. Side-eye cat.
Oh my
do they have a name for this cat online?
They do, but I don't know if that's Mr. Fresh or...
Mr. Fresh.
I don't
like,
know.
A way that people just know the meme I'm talking about for the audio listeners.
If y'all have ever seen...
It's an orange cat that's eating through this plastic container, and there's a camera, and he looks very sus. Like, I don't know how else to describe this cat. But yes, it's like a series of videos of different cats eating food and noticing the cameras in different ways. One of them is like a fish eye lens, kind of, because it gets really close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I mean, yeah, I do. I know the videos.
Yeah, it just says Mr. Fresh Side-Eye Cat.
That's him.
So look it up if Oh my god, he looks drunk right here. I haven't seen this variation before. It looks like it's milk in there, like he's eating cereal. Ew. That's disgusting, but it's probably not. So. No, it's not. It just looks like it. See, this is, most of my pictures are reaction pictures. I have another of a dinosaur looking out the window, looking forlorn, and it says, "Sigh, I'm not a silly goose. I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex." And that's a mood.
That is
a mood. And most of these things I get from Twitter. Oh, another cat. I literally don't know how to describe this one. There, I don't know if there's a way to describe it. Another side-eye cat. I guess I just like side-eye cat memes.
I guess you do. I mean, that's a genre, I guess.
I could make a whole folder of these, probably. Let's see. More Twisted Wonderland. Oh, I have our thumbnail saved. Represent.
How about that?
I have this picture of this wasp that was in front of my window a couple weeks ago.
There's always a wasp in front of your window.
Don't see that. It's not always, but
I don't ever have them in front of mine.
Well, the last time was like several years ago, so it's not always, but I'm mad when it does happen because now I actually can't open my window. I don't like opening my window because I'm scared spiders will come through because yeah. Just never seem to have any good luck with that type of thing. So I just don't even bother. But then I'm like, but I want the fresh air, and my plants in my room are crying to breathe fresh oxygen. But until I don't have these wasps in my window, it's not going to happen.
I don't think I've opened my window all summer just because we've had the AC on like all the time because it's hot.
That too.
And there's never any breeze. So the air is not fresh if I open my window. So that's why I'm excited for fall to come in because we'll get some cool air sometimes and I can start opening the windows again. I don't know if this actually works, but I have like a concoction of essential oils and like water and dish soap that you can spray around like your front door or your window or anything like that. And it's supposed to repel spiders. One has lemon and one has peppermint. So whenever I would open my windows, I would just like double holster? I mean, that's if it's inside, but like I would double wield guns and just be like spraying all over my window. Because it can't hurt, right? Even if it doesn't work, it's not hurting anything. So, like, makes me feel better. And I don't see them that often, but every now and then.
You're protected.
Pretty much. But yeah, we can wrap this up soon. I'll just throw a couple other random things in here. Like, Courage the Cowardly Dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
The couple, Eustace and Muriel. I always thought their last name was Bang. B-A-N-G.
Is it not?
It's B-A-G-G-E.
Bag?
Yeah.
No, because the way the guy in the intro says it is bang. Not, is not bag.
They gotta be from like, what? I mean, they live in the middle of nowhere, but I think they live middle of nowhere, Midwest, because they do say, they do say bag.
I'm so angry.
Yeah. So I found that out today. I was like, it's bag? No, it's bang. It's going to continue being bang.
This feels like the, what is that? Is it the butterfly? No, it's not.
Mandala?
Yes.
Mandala effect?
Yes, because someone's lying. Like, that's edited.
This is officially licensed Funko and Cartoon Network collab.
They're incorrect. Actually.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah.
It's an English, Swedish, or Danish name.
Well,
I'm angry.
In addition to learning that, I also found out Wii Sports, the archery, right? Archery is in Sports Resort, or is it in both?
It's in Resort.
So, Wii Sports Resort. There's an archery game. Apparently, there are hidden objects you can shoot at. Because I saw a reel this morning where the joke was like, me. If I hit the orange, will you go out with me? Her. Haha, sure, but there isn't an orange. And then it shows the person aiming at the target and then going off center, letting the arrow go, and it zooms, 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 and then lands on an orange that's like under a waterfall off to the side. And somebody was like, oh, this is fake. But they were like, no, there are objects hidden throughout all the levels that, but you only get 10 points for hitting it, which is like honestly rude, but apparently, yeah.
You're telling me, how long has Wii Sports Resort been out?
Over a decade.
At least 10 years. You're telling me there's been hidden Easter eggs this entire time?
That is literally what the top comment says. There were hidden targets this whole effing time in all caps. Apparently, so I think we need to pull that out this week and find out for ourselves.
Tonight. Wait. No, I can't. But that actually blows my mind. Because I loved the archery one. That was one of my favorite games. Yeah, same. Oh my god. Wait. What was the highest points you can get? Is it not 10 points? Well, I don't remember. I haven't played.
I would say probably like 50. Like 50? If you hit the bullseye. But I don't know. I don't remember. You're right.
Well, how do you even find that out? If it's that concealed.
You know, back in the day, there used to be like game magazines where it would tell you cheat codes. It would tell you stuff like that. I'm not saying that's where you got it from, but somebody had to have figured it out one time. Like, you aimed so bad that it went off to the side, but suddenly it hit an orange. So there was that. Some stuff that I'm scrolling by that I don't feel the need to read are screenshots about wrestling, YouTube screenshots, people, what is this? Some hot takes online. Let me scroll, find something. Like, there's some game called Visions of Mana that I saw that I like the art for, so I screenshotted it because I was like, I'm gonna look it up later. Like, that's a lot of the stuff that
I do that too.
That's a lot of the stuff that's in my screenshots. Oh, you know what? You remember that cat cafe we went to? You remember the orange cat Boris?
Mm-hmm.
So Boris got adopted, but they have a new orange cat that they're calling Boris 2.0. He's 2 years old, but his name is Buddy.
I saw that yesterday.
All orange cats do.
Yeah, the default.
What else? There's a meme, me anytime I'm invited to anything, and it's just Vegeta.
So real.
Vegeta, like, sitting by himself looking like mad and just uninterested. Face. Yeah, disinterested in various settings. And I'm not gonna say it's a mood, but sometimes it is. Like, that's me on the inside. I don't always try to be like that on the outside, but that's definitely me on the inside.
Yeah, ask questions. But yeah.
And I screenshotted this one to send to you, actually. Girls be like, I'm fighting demons, and the demons are a degree they chose to study.
Oh, that's too real. No, because you don't understand if you haven't done it. Like, yeah, I made a choice, but it's still beating me up.
And then I think maybe I'll end it on this, or maybe like do one thing afterwards. Okay. No, you can go ahead then.
Okay. Well, I have a random picture I saved years ago of this Cheez-It that has embroidered edges.
Ew.
For some reason. And it's so oddly detailed that I wonder how long it took for them, because they had to have done it slowly to not break the Cheez-It. Wait, this isn't a Cheez-It. What is this?
Like a Biscoff cookie?
Yeah, because I just realized it's not a Cheez-It.
It's some kind of cookie.
Well, it's very good craftsmanship. I'm impressed.
I mean, I am, but I'm also like, ew.
I had like a short series of pictures like this that I saved that was just weird things that people did to food or to an object. And I was like, that's funny, because this literally does nothing for you, but you did it just to do it, and you know I'm here for it.
They let the impulse win.
Yeah, and you know the impulse is harmless, so you know, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Then there's this other one with these two figures carrying another figure in a stretcher, and one saying, what happened to him? And the other one says, he tried to draw.
That was me in like eighth grade art class.
This is me every day, even though I literally went to art school.
Yeah, and I didn't, and I could not. I would not last a day in the asylum that raised you.
Because art professors are either so sweet or like demons on earth, and sometimes there's just no in between. And the particular one I'm thinking about is a professor I had in my last semester. Girl, he would have destroyed you.
Oh, for sure.
And whether or not you're good at drawing or not, he came for everybody. So
equal opportunity.
Like, well, I mean, if you were good, and he did give you credit where it's due, but I didn't really come until after midterms when he loosened up overall. So you would have been crying in that class.
Absolutely.
Day one. I tried not to cry in that class, but I surely vented.
That's not to say I'm a crybaby, but...
I'm just sensitive. I don't take criticism personally, which surprises me because I'm sensitive about literally everything else, but... It's when it comes to art, because I know, like, I'm probably have already done the whole spiel to myself. So if you come and tell me something, I'm like, bro, you can't hurt me. I've already gone through all the criticisms. And it was like that with him. But at the same time, I'm like, how dare you? And I would go and just text you or my friends immediately.
Get a load of this guy.
Yeah, it's like I barely put my bag down. And I'm like, guys, I got two paragraphs worth. Like, oh, my God. But anyway. You can go ahead and do yours, because literally all of my screenshots are from games. And there's probably nobody watching this that even plays Twisted Wonderland, but I don't want to spoil anyone.
So, oh yeah,
I would have to go and like sift through them to get specific ones that would just be funny in any context before I read them, because most of them are like in the middle of the spoiler moment. So I'll spare you guys.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of mine, like, I have some funny ones. Maybe the funny ones didn't really pop up today, but, like, I tend to just screenshot things that make me laugh. Like, this is a screenshot from Instagram. I really, really wish I was a cat. I'm not built for this capitalist society, but I am built for sleeping 19 hours a day and knocking things over.
Okay, 19 hours would just make me sleepier, but absolutely.
And then there's a cat one where the cat is just staring into the camera and the caption is, how I look at my lawyer after he managed to get me the death sentence for an unpaid parking ticket. So it's like, girl, silly things like that.
I saw one, I'll go find it and put it on the screen. Hopefully I can find it. But I saw one of Phoenix Wright like leaping across the courtroom in like a dance pose. And the caption, it was like a Snapchat edit. And it was like, bro, just get me my... Oh my God, I forgot now. It was like, bro, this is my lawyer. And he was like dancing in the courtroom. I love that type of meme for Ace Attorney where it's like, oh, I'm cooked. And it's like Phoenix doing the most unhinged thing in court, or like he's just crying or he's sleeping or anything, not doing an attorney's job. And he's like, bro, it's over. Or you're telling me this is my lawyer and he's doing something like probably illegal. Oh, Ace Attorney fans, bro. Oh my gosh. I see another one of those.
The memes. Oh my God. Not the stock.
The
photo.
Stock, the eye stock by the Getty image. Do you know the meme surrounding by the Getty image watermark? Mm-mm. Honestly, I don't really know why people laugh at it either, but it'll be like a picture of anything. And then like in the very corner, it'll be like Getty images. And that's the only thing people will focus on. Like all the comments will be a screenshot of that corner. They'll be like, not the Getty image watermark, or not the iFunny watermark.
Oh, them iFunny ones are like,
bro. Yeah, and I'm like, bro, it's literally a picture of somebody killing someone. And you're like, not the iFunny watermark.
That's very representative of us.
This is very Gen Z.
There were some I wanted to get to that I'm just not, because we're rambling for too long. But I do want to ask you, have you seen any discourse about PEMDAS lately?
What type of discourse?
Because apparently they're teaching PEMDAS a different way, or I have no idea. But I saw one, like, this post where it was like, this is why parents can never help with the homework. And you had PEMDAS, which is, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, which is what? Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. That's the order you have to...
There's probably a lot of different ways they made that an acronym too, but that's the one I learned as well.
So it says from the 1900s to the 2000s, you would do it from left to right. But... from 2010 to present day, you do it in order, which
in order,
I don't know what the difference is, but the way that this is laid out, I don't know.
Okay, wait. So in the first one, they're doing the addition first, and then they're doing multiplication, and then what? How is that left or right?
Girl, I don't
know. Wait, sorry. They're doing the print. Okay, it's addition, but it's in the parentheses. Why did I not even notice the parentheses? Okay, so that does make sense, because parentheses was first, and then they multiply, which is the M, and then they, that is the division sign, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they divide it, which is the D. And then in 2010 to present, they are doing the parentheses first again. What's the difference?
So math has never been my strong suit, but apparently it just gets worse and worse in the school system.
That, okay. Yeah, because in the second one, they're doing division and then multiplication.
So, yeah, I don't know. Girl, I don't even know why I brought that one up, but, like, these are the kind of things I screenshot to, like, have conversation with you about, like, bro, what does this mean? Because I'm math illiterate. So, I'm like,
what is it that they're... I'm trying to remember which one did I learn. Well, we learned to do everything in parentheses first, if there are parentheses, and then... Did we learn in order?
Girl, I don't know what the heck
is I learned. Is left to right not... The same
that's what it sounds order. Like
I'm,
to me.
I'm trying to figure out what's making this different because in word format that looks the same to me.
Are you so when they say left to right, are they meaning you're just doing everything this way, left to right, or I seriously no, don't know because I screenshotted this and kept it moving. I didn't even like dissect it myself before I screenshotted it. So this is like really my first time looking at this.
We can dissect it after the podcast, but yes. No, because in the actual equation, they didn't touch 100 till the end. So it can't be left or right in terms of the equation. So I guess it has to be left or right in terms of the acronym. But in the second one, they got rid of the parentheses for some reason after they did it. But it's still, I don't know what's going on.
So what I really wanted to end this on was we recently brought up the fact that people will say stuff like, you look like Hey Arnold. Like they'll say the whole title instead of saying like the one person's
bro,
name.
I've seen one that was like, who's the chicken in Stuart Little? And I'm like, bro.
Or they call Ratatouille Remy, which, oh no, they call Remy Ratatouille. Right.
Well, I guess what I said is a little different from what you said because the name is literally in the title when he said it.
Okay, yeah. It's stuff like that. So I saw a screenshot of Charlie from Good Luck Charlie. She just started her first day of 10th grade this school year. And they're like, oh my gosh, she's all grown up. But the person who shared it said, dang, I'm old as heck. That's Good Luck Charlie grown up. Her name is Charlie. It's not Good Luck Charlie. They'll be like, oh, I feel like that's so Raven right now. Like they have like a vision or something. And it's like, y'all got to stop and think about what you're saying before you say stuff. And I'm on the talk. My tongue slips all the time, but I don't call somebody Hey Arnold.
It's weirder when their name is in the title. So you can just say their name.
Yeah.
Like, we know what you're talking about. But like Ratatouille is not his name. They just think it is.
And I'm probably guilty of that too, because that was not like a movie that made a mark on me. So I just, when I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, the rat Ratatouille. Like,
when I was a kid, I didn't know that that was the name of the dish, like a dish. And so I thought they just made it up for the movie because it has rat in it.
Really, they based the movie around that word.
Yeah, literally. Like, someone was like, "What if?" At the creative table, they were like, "You're a genius." But when I got older, I realized, and I was like, "Wow,
what is it anyway? What is that dish?" Because I don't remember a thing about that movie, so I don't know what they were cooking. Does it have rice in it or something, or is it a noodle dish?
A vegetable dish consisting of onions, zucchini, tomatoes, eggplant, and peppers, fried and stewed in oil, and sometimes served cold.
Fried and stewed. That sounds like a texture I don't want.
Oh yeah, it's just a vegetable dish. I don't know why I thought it had noodles in it.
Because everything's
very aesthetic looking when you present it.
That doesn't even look so edible. Colorful. It looks like an art project.
Well, that's what they would want.
Yeah,
a high class restaurant.
I guess so.
Ratatouille was cooking it up. Nah, let me not disrespect my man, Remy. Anyway.
Oh, you know what's so funny? Okay, so this is what, episode... I think this is episode 8. So our previous episode was about languages, and my opening story was about Gambit from the X-Men. Mm-hmm. His name is Remy. Remy LeBlanc. Wow. That's his real name. But yeah, that'll do it for this episode. It was just something silly, just us talking. Yeah, like, for real, just us talking.
Actually just yapping.
Yeah, so... we'll get some of these sometimes. This is kind of what the podcast was supposed to be, but it turns out that I need, if I'm going to sit in front of a camera and a microphone, I don't feel like I could just like flow off the top of my head. Like I need some kind of structure. So that's why I like having topics, but she more so wants us to just,
I don't mind sit and let it flow. Like it's fine having both.
I think the more comfortable we get, the more we'll just have rambling things, but then it's harder to end the episodes. So then they end up long. Like this was not too bad, but this was longer than I kind of wanted it to be. I was hoping we could do like the 45-minute mark, but then we just start enjoying what we're talking about. So, you know, it's not a bad thing, but...
I mean, it's like normal length for some podcasts, so...
Yeah.
It's okay.
But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and on YouTube at Related Note Pod. And look us up with wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah.
That was not a success. until we up again.
Bye.